Okay, let's turn today to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. Way back in the Old Testament. This is one of the books of prophecy. It goes hand in hand with the book of Revelation. Remember that. It's talking a lot about the end times here in Daniel chapter 9. We're going to be looking at verses 5 through 8 in Daniel chapter 9. Here's what Daniel says. We have sinned, talking about we Israel, and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled. Listen at what Israel has did. Even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princesses, our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. As at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off throughout the countries, whether thou hast driven them because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princesses, and to our fathers, because we as a nation have sinned against thee. Lord God, let thy word talk to us today. Let it challenge us today. Let it see us today. For we, like the people of Israel and Judah, have sinned against God. We have refused to hear your word. We have refused to obey your word. And Lord, forgive us. In the mighty saving name of Jesus, we pray today. Amen and amen. Daniel was in Babylon when this was written. He'd been taken captive as a teenager. And he's been down there 70 years in captivity. They're down there because Israel, or Judah at this time really, had refused to listen to God. God had sent prophets. He had sent his word to the leaders and to the people. And as we have read here, the people refused to listen to the Lord. And what happened eventually was, in the days of Jeremiah, when Jeremiah the prophet was told by God to even quit praying for this people, because they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen. So their fate had been decided and judgment was coming. And God finally, in 586 B.C., sent them down into Babylon to spend 70 years in captivity. 70 years. Now, at the end of this 70 years, Daniel is praying this prayer because he's reading the book of Jeremiah and comes across what God had said to Jeremiah. And Daniel understood it and is now praying this prayer, confessing the sins of Judah and of Jerusalem, that they were guilty of disobeying the Lord. In the days of Jeremiah, when God had told Jeremiah, don't even pray for this people no more, they just won't listen. Boy, that's a sad state to come to, isn't it? When God said, don't even pray no more. Don't even pray for them no more, because I'm not going to listen. Their judgment is set. I've called, I've warned. They refuse to listen. Now, I'm going to send them into captivity. And nothing would avert that doom. And sure enough, God calls Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon to be brought down to Judah and Jerusalem, and they enslaved those Jewish people for 70 years. They had refused to hear God, who had sent prophet after prophet to tell them to repent of their sin, and they just would not. Now, don't that sound like America today? All the preaching that this country has had to this country, and we have had it communicated through so many avenues today, the Word of God, about sin against God. Look at the copies of this book we've got today in this country that tells us about God, tells us about how God hates sin, tells us how to live where we can be blessed of God. We've heard God's word. This country's heard it. We don't have a defense anymore. Just like the days of Jeremiah. They had been warned and warned and warned. They refused to listen. And God brought judgment. Judgment's coming on this country, folks. Judgment is coming because we're no different. People's people. We've shut our ears to God's word as a nation. We've refused to hear. We've ignored God's warnings. We think we can get by. We're educated. Don't work with God that way. It don't work with God that way. You know what God has did? God sent wars. We've been involved in wars. Look at our soldiers that's died and been mangled up with the wars we've been involved in. Look at the deadly storms that this country's had over the past few years. Deadly storms trying to get our attention. And you know what happens when them storms come? And the reporters go down there with their microphones and interviewing the people that was devastated by the storm. Well, we're going to build back better. That's the attitude. That's the attitude. No humility. No need for God. We're who we are. We can do it ourselves. More storms come. God has allowed great fires to burn the trees, the houses, and the communities out in California and other places. The same way that reporter goes there with his microphone, the people's the same way. We're going to build back better because of who we are. Yeah. God sent a pandemic to kill our weak people and our helpless people this past year. You heard anybody call it on God much? Now people's got an excuse not to go to church, amen? God has sent deadly and costly riots to our cities today and in the past. Do you think people's calling on God about that? God has allowed division between white people and black people. And it's getting worse. Can't stand one another. Hey, folks, you know what's wrong? The love of God is gone, that's why. The love of God is gone out of this country. People in sin, people deceived, people blind, people rebelling against the Word of God. Because the Word of God says, love your brother. God has allowed our citizens to elect godless, evil, wicked rulers to govern us. We were just talking about there in the office a moment ago. It looks like they have deliberately put leaders in places to lead this country who are at the bottom of the moral cesspool. The most wicked, perverted people they can find, they put them as leaders. Dragging this country down to hell. That's what it is. Why? God is allowing them because we've rejected this book, America. I'm going to tell you something else. The church at large has rejected it. Look in your bulletin today and you'll see where one church has elected a lesbian to be a pastor of their church. And listen how that book condemns such lifestyle. When God would rain down fire and brimstone on the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and other cities there as well. Why? Because it's an abomination to a holy God. As a nation, we do not even have sense enough to know what's happened to us. Do y'all know that? We walk around in the day, well, what's the matter? We're sin, that's what's the matter. It's sin. It's prayerlessness. We are removing God from our society here in America because our morals are not what we want. We don't want to live by this book. Don't tell me I can't kill that thing in me I don't want. Don't tell me I can't have that person over there that I want. Makes no difference what sex they are. We don't want to be told that by God. We don't want God to tell us what's right or wrong or what to do. Yeah. The same thing happened to the Jews in the days of Jeremiah. They got tired of God telling them what to do. They believed they were God's people and that settled it. Hey, you can call yourself a Christian. That don't make you a Christian. You got to be born again to be a Christian. Them Jews need to be circumcised to be saved. The people being warned, God said he would not allow, God wouldn't allow their city to be destroyed because that was God's city. They believed because that was God's city, God wouldn't let that be destroyed. Hey, let me tell you something. You get away from God, you can lose everything. Hey, it's nothing sacred you get away from God. God hates sin, folks. You can't get on a plateau where God won't judge you. Makes no difference what you claim. A city without God means nothing to God. Hear me. A city without God means nothing to God. He'll just get rid of it. Boy, he's got rid of some cities here in this country, had he? Boy, he devastated New Orleans and some more cities. He hates sin. Those are cesspools of sin. Our country, we've got city after city that's just a cesspool of pure sin. And everybody's so happy, so prosperous. God allowed his own people to be destroyed in Jerusalem. He'll allow America to be destroyed also, folks. He really will. Yeah. The Jews knew they were God's people because of what? Because of that, they felt they were secure just because they were God's people, because God had chose them. Hey, let me tell you something. You're a Christian. You may be a Christian, but you can't live a loose life. If you live a loose life, God's going to deal with you as one of his children, and he can whip the socks off of you. He can even take you out of this world early because you might commit to sin and to death as a Christian. God hates sin, folks. Nobody's going to get by with it. Oh, they can run up and down the highway today. They can just think, boy, I'm living it up. I'm having the time of my life. I'm doing what I want to. Nothing's happened to me. Wham, bam. It's done happen. That's the way it's going. That's God just giving them time to hang themselves, folks. God gives you enough time to repent. If you don't repent, he lowers the boom. What unsaved people don't know today is this. Unsaved people don't know this, but according to this book that I believe, the Bible says that the wrath of God's right over the head of every unsaved person from the day they were born. From the day they were born, the wrath of God's hanging over them. Because they've already been judged. They're a sinner. They're a sinner. They come in the world a squalling and a bawling. Amen. Wanting their way. Amen. They're sinners. They're going to grow up to be a worse sinner. And the wrath of God's hanging over your head. Every unsaved person. You know why he's there? Fixed to cut you off when he gets ready. He's got that day set. And if you don't repent and get saved, he gave you time to get saved. You didn't take advantage of it, unsaved man and woman. You ain't got no excuse. When you get saved, that wrath is gone. Why? Because it was put on Christ. Amen. That wrath is put on Christ. It's not on you anymore. But that don't mean you can live like you want to, church. You got to walk holy. You're a holy people. You're the children of God, sons and daughters of God. You got to walk straight. God hates sin. God hates the Jews' sin. And God hates Christians' sin, too. And a lot of Christians today are miserable because of sin in their life. Yeah. After being warm, God judges sin, makes those difference who they are. Even though we live in the 21st century, we are still accountable to our Creator. We ain't going to outgrow our britches, folks, amen, to put it in a country way. The so-called Christians of this country are guilty of carnality and worldliness. That's what the Laodicean church was guilty of. We've drifted into liberal theology, a social gospel, a do not offend me messages on to those who will go to church. People go to a lot of churches, but we're not going to say anything to offend anybody. They might not come back, bring their money. Yeah. You know something else? Sunday, the Lord's Day, means nothing to a lot of people. You go downtown today and you look at Walmarts and Lowe's to see what's going on right now. Right now. Sunday don't mean nothing to them. I tell you what, when I was growing up, every store in town was closed. The only one that ever opened on Sunday was the drugstore after dinner, after church. Boy, that's gone away, isn't it? Boy, it's a full-grown thing now. It's a full-thrown thing. Preachers have stopped preaching on hell and damnation now. It's God loves you. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be rich. Yeah, God loves you. Hey, God is love, and God is good. But I want to tell you something. God says be holy too. Live holy too. Just be a nice fellow and everything's going to be fine. It's not going to work out with God. Oh, the people today that think, well, I can just live and don't bother nobody, just be a work hard, take care of my family. And surely when I die, and if there's a God and I'm judged, maybe I'll just have enough good deeds and God will let me in because I didn't have as many bad deeds. God's not going to judge that way. He don't judge that way. God's going to judge either you're saved or you're not saved. Either you've been born again or you've not been born again. Either you've repented of your sin or you've not repented of your sin. And religion is not salvation. Baptism is not salvation. Church membership is not salvation. Jesus Christ is salvation. Jesus Christ alone is salvation. Now we have gay churches. We have women preachers. Because times has changed, they say. We've become more educated. Yeah, we're going to just reach out to others. Accept them. Yeah. God's word changes not. The Bible says this word is forever settled in heaven. We're going to be judged by this word one day. And not by what I think or what I wish. The thing that goes now is teaching little children. They can be a little boy or a little girl, whichever one they want to be. Could you believe educated people have got this going on today to ruin the lives and wreck the lives of little children? That's demonic. That's of the devil. It's the most foolish thing I ever heard of. And it's agreed to by grown-ups. Grown-up men and women agree to this. And politicians are enforcing it. Can we believe people are this stupid, folks? Can you believe people are this stupid? But they are. Because it's going on. So they must be. Amen. This same crowd's already decided since the early 70s to kill babies in their mother's womb. How heartless can you get to kill a little innocent baby that God made? God made. The Bible says, better not kill the innocent. That's what the Bible says. A baby's innocent. What kind of a person can kill a baby? I can't even run over a frog on the road, folks. How low can you sink? As a moral nation, we are morally sick to the core. You think God's going to judge us? He is. And he's warning, he's giving us time. We're ignoring him. It's coming. Remember what Jesus said about the church of Laodicea? You make me sick. You make me vomit. Oh, that was a nice church. They had a lot of money and a lot of educated and important people there, and they had their act together. It had a big crowd. We got everything going good over here. Come join us. You make me sick. I wonder how many churches in our country today make God sick, Johnny. The church was rich, but they had lost a concern for the loss. And that's a nail in the coffin. When you don't care about lost people, that's a nail in the coffin. A church with no mission program is selfish church. A church of spiritually dead people, folks. Really is. An ignorance of God is the most dangerous thing that there is. When people are having church and the Lord is on the outside knocking, trying to get in, that's pathetic, isn't it? That's what happened at the church of Laodicea. He was trying to get into that church. They wouldn't even open the door. When people rule out that there's a God, they have no moral compass to live by, folks. And more and more and more people through our educational system today of evolution are believing and being taught there is no creator God. It all just evolved. And one day you need to just live and enjoy this life the best you can. Get all you can out of this life because you're going to die and that's it. And as Gomer Powell used to say, surprise, surprise when you die without Christ. God has a moral law and it applies to every person. It makes no difference who they are. One can say there's no God, but that don't get rid of him. One can say I don't believe there's a God, but he still is. Amen? He still is. God is, and he said that one day every knee's going to bow down before him and every tongue is going to confess that he is Jesus Christ the Lord. Everybody, everywhere, of every age, is going to bow down to our Savior, our God, our Lord. The Jews of Daniel's day knew they were God's people and felt they were safe with their religion that God had gave to them, but they failed to understand that their religion was given to show them how sinful they were, not how good they were. That's what the law is. It shows you how you failed, how you've come up short, how you need a Savior. That's what the moral law of God is about. They failed to understand that their religion was to show them they had failed God. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The flesh is sinful. But when you're born of the Spirit, you're made perfect. You're given a perfect salvation. Look at what Daniel pointed out to the Jews. He said, we've sinned and committed iniquity and have done wickedly. And have rebelled. Listen to what all he's saying there. All these indictments against the Jews. even by departing from your precepts and from your judgments, Daniel 9:5 states. Look at all the indictments there Daniel's pointing out in his prayer to God. We have sinned. We've done wickedly. We've rebelled. We have not kept the laws of our God. And this is our sin here in America, the same thing. We're a copycat of the Jews with sin. We turn a deaf ear to your servants, Daniel said. We didn't listen to what the preachers preached. They preached your word, but we didn't listen. That's what the Jews did. They didn't listen. Our interesting today, our Sunday school lesson, Johnny was reading about the preachers God had sent. Sent to preach the word, didn't he? The word is to preach the gospel about the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. The only way to be saved. But you know, there's nobody anxious to get saved. Why aren't people coming off that highway into churches today? Oh, I want to get saved today. No, no. People used to say years ago when I was a young man growing up, I need to go to church and get saved. Don't say that no more. You can't hardly get them to come to church if they're not saved. It's hard to even get supposed to be saved people to church now, isn't it, Brother Johnny? Yeah. People's not concerned about their soul. Oh, God's so good. He's going to take care of me. Everything's going to be all right. People are going to get fooled. People are going to get fooled, folks. Well, that's the introduction, okay? Consider how God's word's going out today through the airways. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know why how the airways can hold all the messages that's going out today. TV, radio, internet. I mean, there's just so many ways. Okay, here's the Lord's Day. Look at the churches that's open today. People at them today. But you go downtown, and there's so many people don't care. Not interested in their soul. But a lot of the churches that are just to be entertained. We got to entertain them. We got to feed them. We got to feed them. Give them something. Isn't it sad, folks? Isn't it sad, folks? The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Amen. And Romans 3:10-13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever would call. Because of the Jews' sin, many of them starved to death in the days of Jeremiah. Starved to death because they couldn't get out of the city to get food. Nebuchadnezzar had them surrounded. Same thing happened during the Romans in A.D. 70 when they surrounded the city. They starved to death. You know what else they did? They ate their dead. They ate their children. They were starving. Why? They wouldn't repent. They wouldn't repent. Now that's getting stubborn, isn't it? When you'll eat your children rather than repent. Eat your elderly rather than repent. And then they were dragged down into Babylon if they were not killed before they were dragged there. Sin is dangerous. Sin is dangerous. You can't get by with sin. as Dr. Arl G. Lee said back in the 20s, I believe it was. I forgot what it was now. Isn't that something? It'll come back to him in a minute. That's to be in the effect of the country preacher. Amen? Yeah. I'm telling you today, nobody's getting by with their sin. Nobody, nobody, nobody. People say, well, I got by another day. Well, you just added up a little bit higher, more severe the judgment will be. The higher your stack of sins get, the worse your judgment's going to be. The higher it gets, the worse your judgment's going to be. Our nation is sliding down the gutter of filth and impureness. Our stench is becoming unbearable. For this reason, I look for the intimate return of Jesus Christ. I look for the Lord every day. The Bible says, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man." They did eat, they did drink, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. You know, if we just keep marching on a little bit longer, and there's less and less Christians, and then all of a sudden a rapture happens, and look at the masses of people just in our country that would be left behind. Won't that be something? The masses of people left behind. And the born-again ones all gone. And they're wondering what happened. And you know what? They're going to be so glad we are gone. They're going to be so tickled we're gone that we won't be telling them how to live their lives anymore. But it won't be but a short time. They're going to get deceived like they've never been deceived, because Antichrist is going to be here. Listen, folks, let me close. I could go on another hour. Listen to me. God hates sin. Us Christians better be prayed up, packed up, paid up, and ready to go. It could happen in a second. The Lord's going to get us out of here. He's going to get the bride out, because he's appointed 7 years of tribulation for this world. And what he's going to do, he's going to remove every unsaved person from off this planet over that 7 year period of time. Now, during that 7 year, a lot of people are going to get saved. A lot of people, they're going to finally get their eyes woke up. Get their eyes open. They're going to finally see the light. But they're going to be in an awful fix in the tribulation. Many of them will be slaughtered in such awful ways. Starved. Because God has appointed judgment because of sin. He hates sin. So let us love the Lord as the church. Let us keep serving the Lord. Let's keep being a witness for the Lord. Let's try to keep sharing the Lord. We've got to stay busy, folks. We can't throw up our hands and quit. We've got to dig in. We've got to commit ourselves to going on, because the Lord said, I won't forsake you. I'll be with you. Boy, I tell you, when he comes and gets us then, boy, victory's going to be so sweet. Victory's going to be so wonderful. I'm going to have a Baptist fit, sure as the world. Amen. Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for warning us about the dangers of sin. Help us to be afraid to sin. Help us to search our heart and confess our sin and commit ourselves totally to the Lord that loved us and redeemed us to be His people for eternity. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May God speak to hearts today. And we'd invite you to the altar today to pray. Pray for our country. Pray for one another. Pray for our church. Pray for our sick and afflicted. I tell you, folks, we better get to praying.